This is WLRH 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Miss Catherine Tucker Windham is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. Miss Catherine developed a habit of walking around her neighborhood picking up trash. At times, she was offered unsolicited aid.
Often when I go out to pick up trash, I've been working in the yard or just staying home, and I do look kind of grubby. I know I do. Well, not long ago, I was picking up trash along 4th Avenue, had my garbage bag, and I have a trash picker up with it. Looks like those things you used to pick up pecans with, but it's on a long handle, and I don't have to lean over to pick up the trash. I need that exercise, but I avoid it. But I had a pretty good bag full of trash, and I'd gotten down beyond Church Street, about 3 blocks, 4 blocks, and I was feeling good. I was looking back and seeing how nice the street looked where I had finished my duties. And the car passed by, and then it stopped just beyond me and backed up a little bit, and somebody leaned out the window calling, "Excuse me, excuse me." Well, I thought they were wanting some directions off and stopped to ask where certain streets are, and so I turned around to see how I could help them. And they were waving money out the car window at me. Poor old trash lady out there picking up stuff so she could get a little extra money. Well, I declined it, but, you know, I thought it was real funny. And so I told several of my friends about it. And they evidently told other people. And I have gotten some contributions from out of state. I had somebody in West Virginia sent me $1 for the trash lady, and somebody in Iowa sent me a $2 bill, and somebody in Texas sent me $1. You know, I don't know exactly what to do with this ill gain, but I like it. I may just start a trash fund for somebody, I don't know. But I think it's... I sent thank you notes to these donors, thanking them for their, well, actually what they were doing was making fun of me, but I pretended not to recognize that and thanked them for their generosity and for their concern for older, homeless, penniless women who were trying to eke out a living by picking up trash along the roadside. But, and I'm... They threatened to start a home for them, and I would let them be the... I might name the home for one of these generous donors, especially the one who sent $2, which will probably be the biggest contribution I'll ever get. But it's... I can just picture the home now. I'll have a big sign over the entranceway, a curved sign that say something like Haven for the Homeless or something like that. And it could amount to something really big one of these days. But I never will go out picking up trash again, I guess, without thinking about wondering if anybody's going to come by waving money out of the car. Well, probably should have taken that and let that be the first contribution. But I did thank them graciously, and they drove away. So there are generous people in the world, though misguided.
Miss Windham passed away last summer, but we continue to enjoy her commentaries with the blessing of her family. You can hear the Writer's Corner each weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered. You can also find these commentaries on our website at wlrh.org.